Hello.
Hey, is Wynn in by chance?
This is Wynn.
Hey, Wynn, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. And yourself?
Another day in paradise. I can't complain. A little hectic right now, but I like staying busy, so I'm not going to complain. But I just wanted to try and reach out here with you. I think you and I were actually going back and forth here through email a few weeks ago. We had extended an offer there to the business. It was a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I think it sounded like you were looking to maybe expand the company there, maybe needed some capital there for office and secretaries and stuff like that. Also possibly an excavator. Is that any of that ringing a bell?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to kind of touch base there and kind of just have a quick conversation to just see kind of what your game plan was and see if there was a way we might be able to help you out with it.
Well, I haven't decided to pull the trigger yet. I'm still trying to finish up some jobs from the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of kind of I'm working out of town. When I get back home, I need to figure some stuff out. So I really haven't done a tremendous amount of thinking on it.
I got you. Was this something you were maybe looking to do within the next few months, or was this not something?
Yes.
You were gonna,
yes.
Yeah. I got
yeah,
you.
The company either needs to grow or it needs to get smaller. I'm right at that break-even point of I'm not big enough to handle the workload, and I'm not small enough not to require some additional office personnel.
I got you. How large is your operations right now? Like, how many people are you working with? And
it's me and seven carpenters.
Okay.
And so we're doing several million dollars worth of business a year, and I can't keep a track of all of it anymore. I'm having to outsource a bunch of it, and it just doesn't seem, prudent.
I see. So is it either a matter of you want to slim down or you want to take it to the next level there? Is that really the...
Yep, that's really the gist of it.
I got you. How long have you had the business?
I've been in business for, 20-something years.
Wow. So this is not something new to you?
Oh, no, this is all I've ever done.
I got you. Yeah, if it's something you're maybe looking to do within the next few months, it could be something we can help you out with. Have you looked at what excavator you would be looking into, or as far as the equipment?
It would be a Kubota. Yeah, it would be a Kubota in the 140 range.
Okay, and is that new or used on that price?
It would be new.
New. Okay.
The biggest I can haul behind one of my existing trucks.
I got you. And have you operated with one of those before, or is it something new you're adding?
Oh, yeah. I rent them on a regular basis.
Okay. Have you looked into possibly doing, do they offer, in-house financing with that, or how does that work?
The last backhoe I bought, they did have in-house financing, yes.
Okay. I know a lot of those... producers and manufacturers, a lot of them will offer in-house financing on your first few pieces of equipment that you purchase through them. So I'm just wondering if that was something you had looked into yet.
Well, again, I'm just at the start of the thinking stage of this whole where am I going? I'm 53 years old and I need to decide if I'm getting into basically corporate America, or if I'm going to back it back down and just be the little mom-pa operation again. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
I got
There's
you.
A
How
tremendous
many...
amount of work out there right now, and I'm already contracted with enough work to keep me through next year.
Wow.
And I'm turning jobs down, so I have to decide whether I'm going to, increase my labor force and the whole business end of it.
When's your guys' fiscal year up?
End of the year is when my fiscal year is up.
Okay. Is that kind of when you're going to maybe look to either make the move or not once you get more closer to that?
It would probably be in December is when I decide what I'm actually going to do. I've still got a couple of weeks left on this big project I'm on now, and I've got another one right behind it that starts closer to home. So I get home and can sit down and...
Yeah.
I'll be in a motel room at night.
Do you guys do a little bit of everything there as far as construction? Do you guys kind of specialize in?
We specialize. What we do a lot of is things that nobody else wants to do. A lot of seismic retrofits, structural failures.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your. We don't build houses.
I gotcha.
We're not that type of construction. It's all condos or apartment buildings or schools or fire stations, that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. Is it mostly commercial work then that you do there, or is it residential?
Yeah,
work?
Pretty much. I would say this year it's been pretty much all commercial, but on a normal year it might be 60 commercial, 40 residential.
Mm-hmm. And then
projects that most general contractors aren't interested in.
I see. Are you guys when you land these contracts on those, is the payout structure pretty upfront, or do they put you on like a net 30, net 45?
It's it's not the prevailing wage jobs. So typically you have to, make payroll every week. So usually you get a large check once a month.
Okay, so the cash flow keeps coming as the project goes forward.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sitting on $1 million that I can invest in some school district somewhere.
Yeah, no, a lot of construction companies we work with, that's one of the main reasons they come to us for the capital side, is just because they land these projects where they get put on like a net 90 or 120, and they have all this work and no cash flow to really show for it. So it's good to see you have that type of implementation where you're at least getting some sort of cash flow throughout the project.
Oh, yeah, I have to. There's the outflow is just too much.
Do you require like a down payment there for like upfront costs as well, or do you cover that?
No, I'll invoice when material lands on the job is when my first invoice is usually put in.
I gotcha. And you just kind of progress from there?
Yeah, progress payments from there.
Okay. Yeah, freeing up capital and equipment financing, those are the two programs that we have. I know you said you might be looking at a piece of equipment. As far as the expansion goes, do you guys know what you did in gross annual sales there last year, just so I can maybe give you a ballpark of what we might be able to free up for you?
Gross annual sales last year.
Yeah, top,
you mean,
your top line.
You mean 16 or 15?
15 last year's, yeah.
15, I think I was right at $1 million, just shy of $1,980,000 or something. And this year,
okay.
Probably $1,300,000 or something.
Okay, so you trended upward a little bit this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the way it looks now, I will turn it up substantially again if I decide to get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Next year.
Okay. And is it typically kind of seasonal work there for you guys, or are you able to operate year-round?
No, I operate year-round. I can't afford not to operate year-round.
Okay. I mean, with the numbers
it
you're throwing out...
It slows down, and obviously, in the
winter.
Because you just can't get the production. Daylight hours aren't as much, and
weather,
so there's,
and
yeah.
I got you. But kind of based off those rough numbers, you're probably in the ballpark of, I would say, anywhere from around 80 to 120K that we could free up for you there, an unsecured cash. You can use that for payroll, operations, expanding, really however you see fit. Equipment, it's very straightforward. As long as you have a quote there on the piece, we're able to get you an answer there on about 24 hours for what kind of programs we'd be able to free up there for you on that as well.
Okay.
If you're looking to make these moves, towards the end of the year, once you're approved and in our system, the offers are good for 90 days. A lot of people like to just get the financing out of the way, see what they're approved for, kind of have that knowledge in the back pocket, and then when it comes time to pull the trigger, you give us a call and you're funded within 24 hours. It just makes that whole process that much easier. If this is something you want to visit here before the end of the year, just to see kind of what you might be working with, the approval process itself, it's just a one-page application. It's your 2015 tax return. Did you guys file 2015, or did you get an extension?
Oh, I filed 2015, yeah.
Okay.
I file every year.
Yeah,
I'm a poster child for the government tax agencies. I get audited pretty much every year.
That must be an absolute pain in the ass process, I'm sure.
I just got a call from my accountant and said it's now time for my annual tax employment audit. I was randomly selected again.
Wow. Random, I'm sure.
Yeah. They never find anything, but, you know, that's why I have an accountant. She can deal with all these fucking bureaucratic pissants.
One less thing you have to worry about, that's for sure.
But
yeah, you know, like I said, once you're in the system, you'll kind of know what you're working with. I have your email here. It's at winelder@gmail.com, correct?
Yep.
Perfect. So what I'll do is I'm going to just shoot you another email here that'll just re-summarize the offer. It's going to have the list of what we would need to get the approval going. And what I'll maybe do is just touch base with you here in a few weeks if I don't hear back. But at least you have that information on file and you kind of know what you're going to have to work with to get to that approval stage. But like I said, once you're in and we get the paperwork done with, it just makes everything a lot easier.
All right, well, yeah, shoot me out your stuff, and the next time I have a free moment, I'll fill out your paperwork. And I don't have any of my tax records or anything with me on site, so it's all back at the house.
Yeah. And, there's no rush. If you're looking to make this within the next few months, you know, the sooner we can get this in and just get that side of it out of the way, you know, we can start talking hard numbers and see how we might be able to help your business grow over there.
There you go. All right. Well, I appreciate the call, and you have a good rest of your day.
You too, Wynn. We'll be in touch.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.